A consortium of 10 Arctic coastal village corporations recently formed the Bering Sea Alliance and invited Shell, ConocoPhillips, and Statoil to a meeting in the community of Wales. The Seward Peninsula village is northwest of Nome. With increased ship traffic through the Bering Strait and the prospect of offshore oil and gas development in the area, village corporation leaders want to be at the table with resource producers to discuss impacts to their region. Art Ivanoff works on special projects with the Unalakleet Native Corporation. He says the Bering Sea Alliance formed to ensure the concerns of local residents are heard.
I think it's really important for the villages to really engage in the process and help set the policy as it relates to development in the Arctic.
The Bering Sea Alliance consists of 10 village corporations, including Gamble, Savunga, Unalakleet, Shishmaref, Golovin, and others. The native corporations are pooling funds and working together to gain political influence, protect subsistence resources, and get economic benefits from development. More than 50 Wales residents attended the meeting. The three oil company representatives told them there were no exploratory or drilling plans in place for this summer. Company officials say they are holding off because of regulatory uncertainty. But residents of the Bering Strait and other coastal villages are still concerned about what is to come. Wynton Weapuk with the Wales Native Corporation sums up the residents' concerns.
People are concerned that all the noise and traffic, you know, could change migration routes of animals, whales, seals, walrus. And of course, you know, they're concerned about accidents, spills, shipwrecks. They're concerned about making sure all the ships and traffic boats, you know, don't dump their wastewater into the ocean.
Neither Wales nor Little Diomede have the means to deal with a possible oil spill. Wales resident Sean Komonaseak explains.
We being situated right out of the strait, we don't have no infrastructure whatsoever to try and keep any type of spilled fluids from coming onto our shores. We would pretty much sit there and look at it come ashore, unless we made our own out of sealskin or something. I don't know. Still, the fact remains is that, well, number one, there is no equipment. Number two, if we did get the equipment, we were not trained on it.
The Bering Sea Alliance is still in its infancy, but Art Ivanoff says he hopes it will grow over the next 5 years to facilitate training Bering Strait and Norton Sound residents on oil spill response and other services the oil companies may need.
20% of the oil reserves hydrocarbons are found in the Arctic. Development is going to occur, and I think it's really important to embrace this opportunity. It's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity to make things better.
ConocoPhillips officials say what they heard in Wales was consistent with concerns of other communities along the Chukchi Sea. Statoil's Ella Eid said that if the company decides to go forward with drilling in the Chukchi, they will work with local entities to maximize training and opportunities for jobs available during exploration. Shell did not respond to requests for an interview.